When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone, to episode number 37 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. How's everybody doing this week? I know here in Atlanta, especially when I'm recording this to go out on Thursday, it is cold. I know it's supposed to warm up by the end of the week here, but right now it's cold. Thankfully, we are not dealing with the snow that a lot of the United States is dealing with, but wherever you are, either in the U.S. or somewhere across the world, I hope you're staying safe, and I hope you're in some place that's a little warmer than where we are right now. I, for one, am ready for summer. The older I get, the more I despise the cold weather, and so I'm looking for 72, 73, and sunny somewhere. So if you're out there and that's where you are right now, reach out to me this week and let me know where you are. May come and join you because I am through with the cold. But anyway, hope everyone's doing well. I wanted to share a little news with you too as we start out this week. I have revamped and relaunched drdarrenwilson.com, D-R-D-A-R-I-N Wilson.com. And I would love for you to go check it out. I've actually got a freebie there for you that you can download, and it's something that will really help you with your confidence. That's one of the things that certainly I'm seeing more and more of with my clients. And so it's just a little tool that will help you with your confidence if you log in and download that. Hopefully that's something that will help you. And then also, it makes it real simple for you to sign up for a free session with me to at least have a conversation about potentially coaching with me. And so would love for you out there who have kind of been on the fence and who have wondered what it would be like to do one-on-one life coaching and experience what this is all about and really be able to take whatever that challenge that you're facing to the next level. This is a great opportunity. It's very simple. You just go in there and put in your email address. You can choose when you want to do the consult, and I'll get an email, and then it sets it up for you. So all you have to do really is choose a time and say, hey, I'd like to talk a little more about what it would look like to work with you. And so I'd encourage you to do that. Like I said, I know a lot of you out there are listening because I see the numbers each week, and the numbers continue to grow, and I really appreciate that. And so now it's time for some of you to take that next step. And let's get to working together one-on-one each and every week. So go to drdarrenwilson.com, check it out, email me, let me know what you think. Hopefully you'll like the revamped site. This week I want to talk to you about imposter syndrome and what imposter syndrome is. And for some of you, you may have heard of this concept before. For some of you, it may be brand new. But basically what imposter syndrome is, is where you feel like you are not worthy to do whatever it is that whatever position you're in. So let's say, for example, you are at your workplace, and maybe you've started a new position and it's a new job for you, and maybe it's a job that you're not 100% comfortable with. Maybe it's a job that somebody sought you out and said, you know, I think this is a position for you, and this is something that I think you would do very well in. And you go and you interview, and sure enough, you get the position, and all of a sudden, you're in this new role. And it doesn't matter where it is. Maybe you're a vice president. Maybe you're a manager. Maybe you're even in middle management. But you're all of a sudden, you're in this new position, and all of a sudden, this imposter syndrome creeps in. And it's thoughts like, you're not good enough. What if they find you out? What if they find out that you really don't know everything there is to know about this new position? What if they find out that you're nervous? What if they find out that you're scared about leading people? What if they find out about some of the things in your past and where you failed, and you failed in leadership, and now all of a sudden you're put in this position and you're supposed to lead this segment of the company, and they may find out that you don't know everything that you, quote unquote, are supposed to know? That, my friends, is imposter syndrome. You feel like you are an imposter in your own body. And so you can think of right now a situation in your life where this creeps into you, can't you? Because we all deal with it. We all deal with situations where we feel like we're just not good enough. We're not good enough to be in the role that we're in. We feel inadequate about the pedestal that we've been put up on, or that someone else has put us up on. We constantly compare ourselves to other people. And when you're in this situation where this imposter syndrome continues to come up and comes up in your brain, you constantly want to feel like, right, you're not good enough. You want to feel like, oh, if I was just this person, then I could make this situation go better, right? A lot of self-doubt, a lot of anxiety. For some of you, you start to distrust your own intuition, right? Maybe you've been really good in the past in certain other positions, either in the company or in another company or maybe in another industry, and all of a sudden you've been put in this new position, and your one go-to in the past has been your gut and your intuition, and now all of a sudden you're questioning that, right? And you wonder what happens if they find you out. And I think a lot of the times, you know, imposter syndrome shows up in our professional life because that's the place that it's easiest for our brains to go, well, you'll never measure up here. Right? Because you're looking across the company, or you're looking across the country, or you're looking across the world, and you're seeing what all of these other people are doing. Maybe they're putting it out on social media. Maybe you see it on Instagram. Maybe it's on Facebook. Maybe it's, you know, on Twitter. And you feel like, boy, all of these other people are doing this job so much better than me, because they make it appear that way. Right? And what does your brain do? We've talked about this before. Your brain looks for the negative. Your brain tells you, oh, look, Johnny, you're just not as good as Bill down the road, because Bill is able to do this so much better than you because of his post on social media. And then you believe it. And instead of taking the time to take that thought captive, and have a conversation with yourself with that thought and say, wait a minute. All that is my perception of reality. It doesn't mean it's reality. And even if it is reality, good for Johnny or good for Bill, right? Good for whomever. Let them be them. Let them have their own success or non-success. For me, I'm going to do the best job I can do in this position that I'm in each and every day. And so that's how you begin to have some success of getting over this imposter syndrome at work. And we'll talk about your personal life here in a minute, but just right now, let's just focus on work. Because I know how easy it is for you to start down that road of self-doubt. And then it becomes even more challenging, right? When someone comes in and questions you. Like, you've got that person that's in the company that wanted the position that you're currently in, right? They had been with the company longer than you, or they had always been with the company and you're an outsider. And now that you come in, all of a sudden you've got this other person or persons that are questioning you. They're questioning your leadership. They're questioning your qualifications. They're questioning whether you have the wherewithal to be able to not only lead them, but lead the division. And then you start listening and you start believing. And then it becomes more and more challenging for you to believe in yourself, for you to be able to say, no, wait a minute, let's separate fact from feeling, and let's start to really look at why I'm in this position in the first place. Someone believed enough in me. Someone believed enough in you to hire you for that position that you're in. Now, my friend, it's up to you to believe in yourself. And how do you do that? You start out by separating fact from feeling. Take a look at what are the actual facts. Write them down. The facts are, hey, I'm prepared for this position. I have worked many hours or many years to put myself in position to get this job one day. I've put myself in position to start this company one day, and today's the day. I've put myself in position because of all of the other experiences that I've had, whether it was with this company or whether it was with another company. But I've put myself in position to be ready to take the bull by the horns and lead this division and lead this group and be the best vice president, president, manager that I can possibly be. And regardless of what someone else thinks, regardless of what someone else says to me, I know that I am extremely deep down confident within myself. And when I look on paper and I write all of those facts down of what led me to get this position, then I can start to say, oh, wait a minute. Those are just my thoughts that are creeping up in my mind that are creating these feelings of anxiety, these feelings of fear, these feelings of not good enough, these feelings of doubt. And I'm able to start seeing, no, wait a minute. The reason that I'm in this position are all of these facts that I've just listed. I am prepared for this. I have studied hard. I have worked hard. I am first at the office. I have been all of the things that you've done to prepare yourself. And you start to get your confidence back because you're looking at fact over feeling. Start to accentuate the positive. Tell yourself all of the good that you bring to the position. Tell yourself all the good that you bring to the position, right? Start telling yourself, and this for some of you needs to start the first thing in the morning. For some of you, you're in a position right now where you dread going to work because you're afraid that you're going to be found out. And what's so interesting is you're afraid you're going to be found out for something that's not even true. You're just allowing yourself to believe it. You are meant to be right where you are right now. You are meant to be leading that division, leading that department, the assistant manager in that organization right now. You've been placed there on purpose. You've been placed there for a reason. And you need to start believing that each and every day. And those are the types of affirmations I want you to tell yourself in the morning when you get out of bed, because you're dreading to go to work because you've got this self-doubt that is so strong that's being held over your head so fearlessly because of your thinking. Remember that. It's all because of your thinking. So start your self-affirmations, right? I am good enough. I am prepared for this position. I am ready for this position. I can take any challenge that comes on throughout the day. When such and such comes and talks to me, I am going to face them head on without fear, and I am going to answer and give the best possible solution I can. And here's the other thing. If you want some real freedom, give yourself permission to not have all the answers. Whoa, right? Give yourself permission to not have all the answers. It's okay to say, you know what? I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll get back to you on that. Let me do some more research. Let me look into that. Let me consult with one of my colleagues. Let me think on that for a little while. Just give me a couple hours. You know, I'll get back to you on it. Instead of making something up, instead of trying to be perfect, acknowledge that, you know what? You're happy to be in this position. You're happy to be the leader. But just because you're the leader, just because you're in this position, doesn't mean you have every answer that's ever been asked about this specific position, right? Or about this specific company, or about this specific area. You don't have to have all the answers. And that in itself will give you so much freedom. Think about the people you've worked for, the people you've worked with that are the ultimate micromanagers. What do micromanagers do and why do they micromanage? Because they are insecure. The best leaders and the best way to get out of this imposter syndrome is to allow yourself the freedom to not be right, to actually be wrong at times, to ask for help, to know you need input from those around you, and to not be afraid to say, I don't know. However, I will find out, and I'll get back with you. There is so much freedom in that. It gets you off the perfection train, and it gets you back on, as we talked about last week, the progression train. You want to see progress each and every day. Just like you want to see progress with your people that you're leading, you want to see progress with yourself. Those will help you tremendously when you're dealing with that. Now remember, when you start to feel that anxiety inside of you, for some of you, it's before you even go to work. Right? For some of you, it's once you get to work. For some of you, it's when that one person asks you a question and triggers it. Then it comes up. Know the signs. Go back to our teaching, right? Understand what's going on inside of you. And when you start to feel that anxiety, tell yourself, wait a minute. When I feel that feeling, it's because of a thought I'm thinking. And the thought I'm thinking is probably, oh no, I'm not good enough. What if I don't know the answers? All of those things. And just start reframing them. It's okay, right? One great thing for you to say, when your brain starts telling you you're not good enough, you don't know all the answers, just tell your brain, and that's okay. Just use that little phrase, and that's okay. All right, brain, what do you got for me next? Well, you know you can't lead him that. Well, that's okay. Here's what we're going to do, right? We're going to say, you know what? I've been put in this position for a reason. I'm going to find out the answers, and we're going to keep leading. We're going to keep pressing on. That, my friends, will help you tremendously when you're dealing with imposter syndrome at work. Now, for some of you too, this creeps in at home, and it will show up a lot of times with your kids. It will show up sometimes with your spouse. It will show up when you're having conversations with other couples, and you're trying to measure up to what that husband is doing or what that father's doing, because it seems like he's the father of the year, and all of a sudden you feel like, oh, well, I'm just this imposter over here because woe is me, because I don't do all the things that I should be doing with my kids or with my spouse. Stop it, right? Stop shooting on yourself right there. When you hear yourself start saying, oh, I should be, oh, I should do, oh, I should, give yourself permission just to be you. Just to be you. And it's okay. And here's the thing. When you start thinking someone else is so much better than you than something, realize that you're all in this together, right? We're all in this together. Everyone, every person out there, listening or not listening to this podcast, every person out there is dealing with something, right? We just think it's all about us. But really, it's all about everyone. Everyone's dealing with something. And when you start to know that, and when you start thinking, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of facade somebody's, you know, put on, or what sort of, you know, even if they come across that they're always happy, trust me, everyone is dealing with something. And so allow yourself to let go of that inner perfectionist. Allow yourself to know that you're working each and every day on yourself to become the best version of you at work, at home, in your relationships with your friends, in your relationships with your spouse, in your relationship with your kids. Give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to fail at times, to not get it right, and be kind to yourself, right? All of this comes back to, it all comes back to loving yourself, because we don't want to give ourselves enough grace to allow ourselves to know that, you know what, I feel like an imposter today, and that's okay. That's okay. Because I am working each and every day to learn my craft, to be nice to people, to have gratitude, to give myself grace, and to become the best version of me that I possibly can be. And that's what you're doing every day, my friend. That's why you listen to this podcast, because you want to up-level yourself. Give yourself permission to just be you. Allow yourself to be vulnerable with others, whether it's somebody that you work with, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your kids. It will give you so much relief, and all of that stuff that you're holding up inside, and all of those things that you think, oh no, what if they find out I'm not prepared as well as maybe I quote unquote should be to lead this division. If you'll be honest with people and you'll let people know, you know what, I don't know everything about this, but I'm learning. I'm going to learn. Maybe you could help me. That will give you so much clout with those people. And they won't know what to do, because then all of a sudden they can't say, oh, well, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, because you've just said, you're right, I don't know. Help me out. Help me out. Once you start to give yourself that permission to not be perfect, to not be perfect in every situation, to not be perfect in all areas of your life, but to progress, you will find so much freedom. You'll find so much freedom. So get after it this week. Separate fact from feeling. Start noticing what's coming up in your body. Notice where that imposter syndrome is sneaking in, and start to win some battles over it each and every day. Can't wait to see you back here next week. I'm so thrilled and honored that you join me each week. And I hope everyone has a tremendous, tremendous few days. And I'll see you back here next time. Take care, everyone. Who is your life coach? If you don't have a life coach that you're working with each week, that's challenging you, that's pushing you to be the best version of yourself, I would be honored to become your life coach. Reach out to me for a simple and easy consult at www.drdarrenwilson.com. Reach out this week, let's connect, and let's grow together.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.